are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
To the Kathy Hood Show. Are you ready to unleash your power? We've got a power-packed show today where we encourage, empower, and equip you to prosper. It's time to discover your God-given purpose and advance your life by unleashing the power from within to impact the world. Your gifts are not in front of you, they're trapped on the inside of you. But have no fear, I'm here to help you realize your true potential and set it free. Get ready for your dose of discovery, divine intervention, and impartation. Are you ready? Let's go. Today's episode is sponsored by Atlanta Life Media Agency, where connections are made. To learn more about them, please visit www.atlma.net. Are you doing what you were born to do? How about this? Are you joyful or frustrated with your life? Well, it is my pleasure today to introduce my special guest, Elder Lyndon Early. I tell you what, guys, Lyndon is the reason why I am sitting here today. If it wasn't for you, I would not be sitting here, okay? I just want you to know that. It has been an amazing journey from the day that we met. We actually met about 10 or 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he's actually my gift teacher. Guys, I'm a certified gift teacher. And so today I have my beginning right here with me, Lyndon Early.
That's awesome. Well, it's a pleasure to be here, and teacher meets back with student. So a lot of changes have happened since that time, and I'm just elated because, you know, there come times when you're really not sure, you mm-hmm. know, if this is what God wants you to continue to do, you know, and the pipeline's not full and you don't have enough people, you know, that you need to get out in front of. And when one of your students calls you back, that's epic. That's yes. pretty epic. And so you were one of my first students. When I actually got my certification, I knew that this is what I wanted to teach. So I went back and got my master's certification. Then I went back and got my third certified gifts teacher's teacher. And so you were one of my first groups that came through. Yeah. So it's just awesome coming back, seeing what you're doing with all of your organizations, with women and men alike. It's just so powerful to see the fruit of your labor.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So I am so excited to have you here for my premiere show, right? Yeah. So just tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my name is Lyndon Early. I am a certified gifts trainer and trained Kathy. So we're looking for you to contact her now as often as you can to make sure that you learn your gifts. I'm from Los Angeles, California. I've been here about 24 years now. For some reason, I still don't feel like it's home, but it's home for now. Oh. I've been here for several years. In the business arena, I'm actually a client engagement manager with a small technology firm. We manufacture technology devices, but that's my earthly purpose. But my divine purpose, I know it. I know why I was put on earth, and I was placed on earth to teach people how to discover their God-given motivational gifts, and I was put on earth to teach people how to teach people their God-given motivational gifts. So that's who I am.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And so now, you know, that's exactly the way that I feel. I tell people all the time now that I am walking in my purpose. Mm. You know, it's amazing when people discover their gifts, because not only when I learned how to teach it, mm-hmm. But I learned a lot about myself.
Right.
And so God knew that, you know, me finding out who I am, mm-hmm. of course, that I was going to tell everybody.
Right.
And so now I have spent the rest of my time from that day forward to this one doing exactly that, right? Yeah. So tell me something. Mm-hmm. I know how important it is, but why is discovering your God-given motivational gifts so important?
Oh, goodness. It's important because it is your spiritual resume. Ooh. It is your resume to God. I mean, you wouldn't go to a prospective business owner or someone who you would like to hire you. And if they asked you across the table, you know, well, tell me what gifts you bring to the table. Tell me what your skill set is. If you were unable to say that, you probably would not get hired. But yet and still, we have people that are going out in the kingdom every day. And they expect themselves to be employed in the kingdom of God. Ooh. But they don't know what they bring to the table. They don't know what it is that they do well. They don't know what it is that they shouldn't be doing. They don't know what the people around them do. So it's so important to learn your gifts, because then you can sit in front of the table every morning in front of the Lord and say, Lord, I know these are the things that I do well. What do you have for me to do today? And so it gives you an opportunity to have focus in the kingdom of God in terms of the assignments that you take on and the things that you go after.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so sad that it's not really being taught that often. Mm-hmm. I don't hear a lot of people. I mean, well, we hear a lot of people talking about, oh, the gifts now. Right. But when back in the day, even mm-hmm. though I've, you know, probably haven't been in it as long as you have. Mm-hmm. But when we were talking about it back in the day, you know, nobody really wanted to hear about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then when the famous people start talking about gifts, now it means something. Mm-hmm. But so many people are walking around, you know, just operating so much in their weaknesses, you know, and not tapping into the gifts that God has given them, which are their strengths.
Yeah.
And so I totally agree with what you just said. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the common myths about the gifts?
Oh, there's several. Myths about the gifts. The one that comes, there's a couple that come to mind. The first one that comes to mind is that they are personality types. Your motivational gifts are not personality types. Your personality type is going to change based on external stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
One of the examples that I use quite often when we're conducting the Discover Your Spouse's Gifts class that we conduct is, you know, your wife is sweet, she's beautiful, she's charming, she's kind, she has a great personality, yeah, but that sweet personality is going out the window at least once a month, right? And so when you get that type of stimuli that impacts your personality, you may be sweet and kind, but if something happens to make you have a bad day, mm-hmm. you have a wreck, someone curses you out, someone cuts in front of you in traffic, those things can impact your personality negatively. Your gifts will not be impacted negatively because of external stimuli. And another example that I use is my motivational gift. My first one is teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could be on my deathbed. If you say, hey, I know you're dying in about a few minutes, but what I need you to do is explain to me the difference between the first and second and third heaven that Apostle Paul talked about. Man, I'm going to lift up real quick in that bed. I'm going to teach you 15 minutes. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to go into what I need to say. I'm going to speak to you. It's the first heaven, second, and third. Yep. The first one's from the ground to the sky. The next one's the sky to God's heavenly abode. And the third one is God's heavenly abode where he actually lives. And you won't see that one until you die. All right? Be absent of the body, present with the Lord. All right? And then I'm going to lay my bed back down. And then I'm going to finish out and close my eyes. Right? Nothing will stop me from being motivated to teach. And when you learn your gifts, mm-hmm. that's the confidence you'll have. No matter where you are, no matter what happened, no matter how your day is going, if you get an opportunity to operate in the characteristics of your gifting,
mm-hmm.
you're going to do it. Unlike personality types, you can put them down sometimes because you just don't feel like it.
Wow, that's amazing. So you're making me want to just go all the way back through the course again, right?
Right.
But something you just said, though, when you're talking about personality types,
mm-hmm.
so you have those other giftings, you know, the gift tests that talk about what color you are,
right.
you know, what animal you are.
Yep.
I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, they have their place.
Okay.
They have their place. The one with the color is the HBDI, it's the Herman Brain Disorder or something of nature.
Mm-hmm.
And they really, it gives you an indicator of how you act under pressure and
okay.
how you act in a stressful situation. And then you have the sales one, which, you know, the perspective customer may be an owl or a dove or an eagle. Those they have their place,
okay.
but they can't be relied on 100% of the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach small business development. right? And everything that we do is predicated around the gifts. So I teach salespeople really how to tap into the gifts of their customer to appease to them.
That's right. Right.
And it's not tricky. It's not manipulative like the psychology of sales, right?
Right.
Psychology of sales, I may walk in your office and see a soccer, someone in a soccer uniform on your desk, right? And I've known guys that will sit there and says, yeah, my daughter plays soccer. His daughter doesn't play soccer. He's trying to appeal to, mm-hmm. you know, who you are because he saw the picture. Not so with the motivational gifts.
Right.
If I know that you're a teacher gift, I'm going to give you as many facts and details as I can so that you can make an informed purchase.
Absolutely.
Right? If you're a perceiver, I know you're short of words. I don't have a bunch of facts, details to give you. I'm going to come and say it's $30. You want it or not? Because I know you don't have time.
This is blue and white.
Exactly.
You know, and it does this, blah.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Yep. I love it, though.
Right.
I absolutely love it. And it's so funny because actually, I actually taught some ladies mm-hmm. from a previous MLM, I guess if you would call it, that I was involved in group. Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk about the product.
Uh-huh.
All I did was tapped into their gifts.
Yes.
And they rose from level to level to level. We got directors, you know, whatever the next levels were, without going into a lot of details.
Yeah, no,
but so it's amazing. The gifts are amazing. It absolutely has changed my life, for real. It actually saved my marriage. I want to say that, too.
Mm-hmm.
So once my husband understood my gifts,
uh-huh.
we've been friends ever since.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
It's been amazing. So which hurdles did you personally face in trying to discover your gifts, and how did you overcome them?
Ooh. That was a challenge for me. The enemy started on me early on because this is my purpose,
mm-hmm.
right? And oftentimes he has an insight to you because he can see. God will sick him on you just because mm-hmm. he wants to, like he did Job, right?
Right.
Man, what are you doing? Man, I'm going to and fro. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm just wreaking havoc in people's life. Have you considered Lyndon?
Right.
So I realized very early on, Kathy, I remember I was 5 years old. I used to correct people, and that's a telltale sign of a teacher gift, especially
exactly.
a child. Right. Man, we correct grandma. Grandma gets mad. You don't correct your grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grandma doesn't know, but D-O-G spells cat. Then grandma needs to be corrected. But we don't understand that in our children, so we're taught that that's disrespectful. It's not disrespectful.
Exactly.
As a teacher gift, I'm trying to correct you. I was always correcting people's language, their diction. I was correcting people's mathematical equations. And I remember I was 5 years old. I was at my best friend's house. I grew up in Compton, California.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at his house, and he said, I don't remember the numbers, but he said it was a simple math problem. And I think it was five plus one is six, or 5 plus 1 is 4. And I said, no, that's 5 minus 1. 5 plus 1 is 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he said, you think you know everything? And when he said that cut me to the core, because I didn't want to lose his friendship by showing that I was smarter than him.
Mm.
That's when it started for me. I was labeled a gifted student in the 7th grade. I didn't want to be in gifted classes because I didn't want to lose my homeboy friend, the little gangsters.
Right.
I didn't want to lose those friends. And I was sitting in the class with me and one other young man who was in the class with me. I got out of the gifted classes, the worst decision I had ever made. But I realized when I got into my 30s and I really, really started teaching on this, I am intelligent, and it's okay to be intelligent. In fact, it's not just okay to be intelligent. You had better be intelligent.
Exactly.
So I graduated from college with a 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
Barely made it out of college with a 2.3, my undergraduate from San Diego State. But every grade I received except one has been A's since then. My Lean Six Sigma, straight A's. My project management certification, straight A's. My MBA, I got one B, but that's a long story. But it's... You know, you got to realize in financial accounting, 2 plus 2 might be -6 if you take depreciation into consideration and net present values. So I know that now,
okay.
But it took me a semester and a half, but the semester is only a semester. So, you know,
wow.
that was the challenge for me, though, Kathy. I know now that the enemy started really early on through my mm-hmm. best friend, making me think it was bad to be smart, making me think it was bad to be intelligent, making me think that. So don't let the enemy get in your mind. When
mm-hmm.
you figure out what you are in terms of your gift, walk in that thing, run in that thing, and stay in that thing, right?
Right.
So, yeah, you gotta take what it is.
Know
who you are and be that person, and don't take any prisoner.
See, y'all hear that passion? That's the kind of passion I have around people. Because, you know, my first gift is exhorter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I exhort all day long.
Yes.
Right? And some people don't understand that. But that used to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care anymore.
Okay.
You know, because it is for me to exhort and to make people... feel and understand that they can be victorious, that they can yes. live a beautiful life.
Yes.
You know, and so, but anyway, you know, we can go, if we get started, we will be gone forever.
Exactly.
But that's so amazing, though, mm-hmm. because if you think about it, if you look at people today, I mean, I'm still looking at people who are still doing exactly that, mm-hmm. even as adults. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see someone in a leadership position or a leadership role, mm-hmm. and people are still saying, oh, he's so arrogant. Well, he thinks he knows everything. Exactly. You know, he can't tell me nothing. I'm sick of him. I'm like, no, that man is just gifted that way.
Yeah.
I promise you he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. And he's smart. Yeah. And he knows he's smart.
Yeah.
You know, and so just because he's giving you the facts. And I would say, is he wrong? Well, no. Well, okay then.
Amazing.
But anyway. Yeah. Okay. But what compelled you to begin teaching other people about, you know, about discovering their gifts? Mm-hmm.
For me, it was when I actually went in for my certification, the original certification. I remember I got laid off back in 2002. I was up for promotion. I accepted the promotion, and then we lost 75% of our business, and I got laid off. Mm-hmm. And so my wife, loved her dearly, Michelle, she said, I said, baby, I want to do something that I enjoy doing. I hated that job, and I got laid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember praying and asking God. I said, Lord, if this is not the job you have for me, you know, take it away. And a couple of weeks later, they offered me a promotion. So I was like, okay, well, it must be God, right? It's more money. It's always God, right? So we think wrong. But at any rate, I accepted the position, and then I got laid off. So when I got laid off, I said, I want to do what I love. I want to go do something that I enjoy, right? And she said, well, what is it that you would do for free? And I said, the gifts. Because I had been teaching the gifts since 97, I think.
Oh, wow.
And so I said, the gifts. I love teaching that class. I had taught several classes at church, mm-hmm. but none stuck to me like the gifts. So what I ended up doing was reaching out to Katie Fortune, the author of the book, Don and Katie Fortune, and I called them and I said, hey, my wife said, you need to call and ask them if they offer certification. I said, don't offer nothing like that. I've been looking at the book. There's nothing like that. She said, call. So I called, went to Camp Baraka in Washington State,
mm-hmm.
took the first certification test, but what compelled me to teach was before I did my student teaching, that's part of the curriculum. Like I had you do.
Mm-hmm.
You had to teach on one gift at least. Don and Katie Fortune taught one gift. And then I taught a gift. But when I taught, I got a standing ovation.
Mm.
And I'm looking around. I'm like, man, they wrote the book. And when I sat back down, I was so humble, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I come from the hood. I'm from L.A., right? I'm from west side of Gardena, 132nd Street. You know what I mean? So I wasn't used to having those type of accolades other than my football career.
Gotcha.
You know, they love you when you're doing something like football.
Right.
But when I got that standing ovation, and then another lady who was really, she was really high in Pastor Jakes' organization.
Mm-hmm.
She taught. She didn't get a standing ovation.
Mm.
But when I sat down, the Holy Spirit spoke to me that day and said, because I had been asking them, what do you want me to teach?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a teacher gift. What do you want me to teach? I tried fourth grade and failed at it miserably. So when I sat down that night, the Holy Spirit said, this, and he doesn't always sound like Carlton Heston, but that night he sounded like Carlton Heston. He said, this is what I want you to teach.
Mm.
And I was like, whoa, that's it. So I knew right there that I had to pursue
to
this.
Yeah. So our stories are a little similar.
Mm-hmm.
When I first heard about the gifts,
mm-hmm.
I was at a church revival, and this lady was speaking. And so she was talking about discovering your God-given gifts.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, I went looking for her. Well, first I was asking all my friends, what did she say the name of that book was? Nobody in the room could tell me what she said. And so I had to go hunt that lady down and ask her, what is the name of this book? You know, and I went and bought the book.
Mm-hmm.
After I read it, I emailed Katie and Dunford. I emailed them. You call.
Mm-hmm.
I emailed.
Mm-hmm.
Katie called me like a day or so later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so she said, hi, this is Katie Fortune. I'm like, Katie Fortune, that name sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so she was like, yeah, you email. I was like, oh, my God, this is it. So I believe that she said, we have a class that's coming up. I said, I want to know, how can I teach this? How can I learn really more about it and how to teach it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when she told me about the class that we had in Atlanta. I believe that was the last class, too, right?
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Yeah, that was the last one we
yeah, that was that's been. So we need to do something about that, right?
Yeah, we do.
So it was awesome, awesome, awesome. You did an amazing job.
You
made me want to do it for the rest of my life.
Glory to God.
And that's what I've been doing. It gives me joy.
Mm-hmm.
nothing else I'd rather be doing. Just like your wife said, what would you do and do it for free? I've been doing it for free.
Right.
And but when people, when I teach it, some kind of way I make them feel. Mm-hmm. And so that has to be the exhorter person in me to make them feel like that they can do whatever it is that God has called them to do.
Yes.
Absolutely. When they've been told all their life that they can't, mm-hmm. right? So, but okay. So when you were just touching on those, you know, and then when you talk about, we talk about the motivational gifts. And so can you just name the seven mm-hmm. and maybe just give a brief description so that way they'll know what to expect. And when they come on and listen to this podcast, to the Kathy Hood Show, that they would hear about themselves. They would actually see themselves. Because when I started learning about the gifts, when I was reading the book, I literally saw myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, on paper. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, visually. Not just in words, mm-hmm. but who I am. Mm-hmm. And so it made it easier to embrace me.
Yep.
And not be caught up in what other people thought, mm-hmm. you know, or thought about what I should be doing, you know, where I should be going. And so it just made it so much easier. Mm-hmm. But, So if you can name the gifts for us and just give us a brief description of each one.
Yeah, absolutely. First is the perceiver. That is the prophetic gift.
Hey, that's my perceiver, number two.
Absolutely. The perceiver calls a duck, a spade, tells us like a T.I. is. That's the perceiver, the strongest will in the bunch.
Okay, can I say something else
about
that?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the one that caused me and my husband to stay at it all the time.
Okay.
Because I'm the one that's very honest, mm-hmm. you know, and like you say, just tell it like it is.
Yeah.
And so, but I had to learn how to soften that up a little bit.
Yeah.
And so just about my delivery, you know. Yeah. So when my kids say I was a bully, mm-hmm. you know, and then my husband telling me, you know, who do you think you are? You know, oh, okay. Right. So it's my delivery, right?
Yes.
So just a little bit about that perceiver person. So
absolutely.
Just, okay, so what should that perceiver person do?
There's a couple of things. Well, bridle your tongue. Mm-hmm. The gift of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So mm-hmm. if you have the gift of prophecy, which we call the perceiver, because mm-hmm. not everybody's called to ministry prophecy. Mm-hmm. So we call it the perceiver. But if you have that, you got to tame your tongue. And one of the beauty of the things that Kathy will be teaching when you sign in, she'll teach you the problem areas. Mm-hmm. I found that that's just as important as learning your gift. You got to understand every gift has a problem area until you walk maturely in that gift. So two things I always teach perceivers. Bridle your tongue. Mm-hmm. And then when you see something, because you can see things that other people can't see.
Right.
Right? You need to ask yourself, did God show me this divinely so I can pray
mm-hmm.
or so I can say?
Right.
99% of the time is so you can pray.
Yes.
For that person and turn your mouth in off position.
That's it. Okay, what's the next one? I love this stuff.
Yeah. So the second one is the server. Servers mm-hmm. love to work with their hands. Mm-hmm. That's the person that loves to help people get things done.
I love them.
So that's your worker bees. Mm-hmm. They love that. But the thing to know about the server, especially when I'm dealing with husbands and wives, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of wives that come to us, he doesn't love me. He doesn't love me anymore. They're not vocal. That's not a speaking gift. It's a serving gift. Right. So they show love through action.
Exactly.
So I've had people come to us and he doesn't love me. And he says, man, I wash the car. I cook. I clean. I fold the clothes. Mm-hmm. I mop the kitchen.
Right.
I clean the sink. Right. And I built you a thing just so you could sit out in the backyard in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's screaming. He's yelling. I love you right there with his action. But he's probably not going to tell you.
Right.
Right. This is a non-speak. It's a serving gift, so that shows action. So that's what the server does. The next one is the teacher. The teacher is driven by facts, details, charts, graphs, all of that. And I won't stick to that one because the teacher gift is only 6% of society, and there's only a few of us,
mm-hmm.
which is why most of your teachers in the public school system suck.
Okay,
because they were never meant to teach. But the best teacher is not a teacher gift. The best teacher, I'm sitting across the table from my good friend Kathy Hood. Exhorters are the best teacher because you encourage us to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers just give you the Bueller. You know, 2 + 8 = 10. It's right there on page 11. I know why you can't figure this out. That's the teachers, man. We're boring. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm so animated is my secondary gift is exhorters.
Yes.
So that saves me. All right. So you have the teacher gift that's just full of details and facts, right? Then the next one is the exhorter, which mm-hmm. we've already talked about. That's mm-hmm. the natural advice giver. That's the natural born cheerleader.
Exactly.
Go for it. And I know you've had some challenges coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's so positive. Mm-hmm. I'm always talking about it, it's positive. And I always got something good to say. Life ain't all that good. You put on earth, that's what you put on earth to do. It's good enough for me to see what's that's good right. that you can't see. So listen to what I just told you to see. And then you will see it and you'll feel like you feel good too. So don't run from right. it. Right? So the exhorter is the natural born advice giver,
yeah.
the counselor. Okay, so you have the perceiver, the server, the teacher, the exhorter, mm-hmm. and then there's the giver. Mm-hmm. Now the giver is hard to peg because yeah. they're driven, but they're driven by the mind, the will, and the emotion. These other gifts are driven by either the mind, the will, or the emotion, or a combination of two of those:
mm-hmm.
mind and will, or emotion and will. The giver is driven by all three, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the giver is the one who loves to give their time, talent, and energy to help other people.
Right.
Then you have the administrator. That's the natural born leader. The natural born leader is the administrator. And that's the one. Yeah. And so I can imagine, you know, with your husband, if, mm-hmm. if, you know, you want to call the shots. You want to control it. You want to be strong, you know. And he's like, man, I ain't trying to hear all of this. And so we teach that balance. All of us, all the teachers, we mm-hmm. teach that balance, man. You know, so many crazy things going on where we give men responsibilities that we think they're supposed to have, mm-hmm, right? Like mm-hmm. the man's supposed to handle the checkbook. I hear that from the pulpit. Man, your husband don't know that 2 + 2 = 6.
Okay.
And put that doggone checkbook down and give it right to the lady now. Over there. Give it to that administrator wife of yours and let her handle it.
Exactly.
Right? So, but that's the next gift. The administrator loves to lead, direct, and delegate. They like to tell people what to do. Now, mm-hmm. they can be control freaks as well. Mm-hmm. So I know that your class is going to help people to get a balance in that.
That's right.
And then the last gift is the compassion person.
Ooh.
That's the now. That's I want to be clear on the compassion person. It's a high maintenance gift. It
yes.
is. All
it
right.
Very. That's my yeah. husband. Okay.
Oh, your husband compassion?
Yes.
Okay. This is awesome because the compassion is the most powerful gift. But mm-hmm. what most people teach is compassion is the crying gift.
Right.
They teach compassion is the soft gift. Mm-hmm. They teach compassion is the sad gift. No, it's compassion not. Is not sad.
That's right.
Compassion is the full gamut of emotions. I know some compassion people that cut you because you got them emotional.
Hello.
But they're driven and motivated by emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So just like I could move on a compassionate person's heart by saying something mean and making them cry,
mm-hmm.
that would motivate them. It would hurt them, but they would say, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right.
I could also say, wait, no, man, let's go. You know, I could give them a Chris Tucker, right,
uh-huh.
on that show where he was like, there's a bomb in the building.
Right.
There's a bomb. He was like, yeah, what I just said. Right. And everybody started running. All the compassion people, which is 30% of society,
exactly.
they got it when he showed some emotion.
That's right.
So they're driven by emotion. So don't get it twisted and think that a compassion person is just a soft crying person. It's also a person that'll get mad and cut you at the kneecaps. So just
ooh.
Know that.
Wow.
Powerful gift, though. That's a powerful gift.
It is. It really is. Yeah. And that's what I had a hard time convincing him of that for a while.
Yeah.
You know, before he understood my gifts. And
mm-hmm.
so when he understood, so it just all made sense to him after, you know, he really paid close attention.
Yeah.
Right? So he's compassion server. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So
yeah.
you can imagine.
Yeah. So tell him to be encouraged. I'm sure he's got it now.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him to be encouraged, man, because society was, he henpecked. She running the house. Well, she's a Proverbs 31 woman. She
mm-hmm.
considering fields. She out there looking at wool and flat. She doing her thing. Now, you go do your thing, Mr. Compassion Server.
That's right.
And if that's to go serve somebody and get out on your knees and shine shoes, then do it. Because guess what? You'll be making $1 million shining shoes as a
that's
server.
Right.
Right?
Because that's what you love.
That's what you love.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are. That's who God meant for you to be. So you go out there and you clean those bedpans like no one else. Because a teacher, I can't do that.
That's
not because I'm better, but
I
just that ain't me. I'm going to talk you to death, and I'm going to shine 2 pairs of shoes today because I'm going to talk you to death. I'm going to be broke as a joke. So that ain't my calling, right? And that's the confidence that you walk in. When you understand your gifts, you walk in that confidence to
that's
say,
right.
man, God didn't put me on earth for this.
That's right.
I'm not doing it. Thank
and
you.
And you know what? And that's what I try to tell people. Well, not try.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I tell people, you know, when you really grasp hold of what we're saying.
Yes.
And when I can communicate with them because I understand, you know, I can read people too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get them to understand, they're like, wow, she understands me. That's my best friend. Now I'm their best friend.
Right.
But it's amazing to see people change. I see people literally change their lives
yes.
when they get it, embrace it, and begin to walk in that power. So that's why we're talking about when you learn your gifts, you can begin to unleash your power in the world to do just what you've been called to do. Wow, this has truly been an amazing, amazing show. I'm so thankful that you accepted my invitation to come and be a part of this of my podcast show. And it's just so important for men and women alike to discover their gifts. So I don't want men to think that it's just a girl thing. Right. You know, I was at a church the other week, and I told them, just because I run a female organization, and I told them, man, I said, I'm talking to you too. So, you know, I was like, oh, the placebo girl came out.
Yeah.
You know, no, I'm talking to you.
Right.
You need to learn your gifts. They came to the table, okay?
Absolutely.
They came to the table.
Do your thing, Ruth.
All right. Okay. I am. So, but when you get in that mode, man, I can't stop. It's just, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So if you can give us three takeaways from tonight, just what we were just talking about, just to share something with our listeners. About discovering their gifts. What are three things that you would tell them?
I always pride myself in giving something that's actionable.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I would say subscribe to Up To Me Radio, first and foremost, so that you can learn your gifts. So subscribe to this podcast so that you can learn your gifts. And come into it with an empty slate. I had taught it for approximately 7 years, and when I met Katie, she said, tell me about yourself. I said, I don't know anything. I came here to learn from you. No, I want to know what you've done. Didn't you say you've taught this for 7 years? I was like, no, I don't know anything. So what I say to you, when you come to the podcast, come with an empty slate so that it can be full, filled by what's going to be shared. So number one, I would say to learn your gifts by subscribing to the podcast. Number two, I would say then pray and ask God what he wants you to do with those gifts, because he will begin to show you exactly why he gave you those specific giftings. And we believe that. Someone said if you find something that you love to do, you never work another day in your life. My thing is, you got to find something that you love to do that also pays the bills, and then you'll never work another day in your life. But that which you have been naturally or gifted, spiritually gifted by God, divinely, I should say, divinely gifted by God to do is what you should be doing all day, every day. If you do that all day, every day and get paid for what you would do for free, man, that's prosperity according to Ecclesiastes. So number two, I would say pray and ask God what he would have you to do. And then lastly, I would say once he tells you what to do, execute on that through obedience. Find the need to feed. Someone needs your gift. Ooh. Someone needs to be exhorted. Someone's down and out. Someone's not feeling good. That's who you are meant to meet, right? Mm-hmm. Someone doesn't understand. Someone doesn't know. Someone doesn't have the information. That's who I'm called to reach. If you're a compassion person, someone needs to be picked up. Someone needs to be loved. Someone needs to be nurtured. Find the need and then feed that need with your gift. So that's what I would say for everybody to do that's listening in this evening.
Oh, that's amazing. That's wonderful. People, thank you all so much. Thank you. I want to call you Pastor Early, Elder Early, my friend, my coach, my teacher. We got more to do. We have so much more to do. So I'm going to be calling on you. I know you said you thought we kicked you to the curb. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Yeah.
Ever. You will never be out of our lives, okay? So everybody, please remember to subscribe to the show to receive free giveaways, promotions, announcements, and more. All podcasts can be heard at uptomeradio.com, Apple Podcasts, and other free podcast apps. Like us on Facebook at Up To Me Radio and on Instagram at Up To Me Radio and on Twitter. So again, this has been a beautiful, beautiful thing. So the one thing I would want to leave everybody, you know, just a special thought or just something to think about, something to chew on after this conversation that they listen to, that discovering their gifts will be the most important thing that they will ever, ever do in life.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it is. So that's the only way that they're going to find true happiness or true joy, where they're going to find purpose. And the one thing that Dr. Miles Monroe said, and I tell everybody this now, that your job is what you are paid to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your work is what you were born to do.
Absolutely.
So, just amazing. So, continue to join me on this journey on how you can unleash your power in the world. You're worth it. So, see you next time. Thank you again.
God bless.